Welcome back to the Sweet Clarity Podcast, the place where we deepen the relationship we have with ourselves and get radically clear on our life purpose. I am your host, Grayson Wanajaw. Hello, everyone. The goal of this episode today is to share what I've come to understand about Vedic astrology and why I believe this ancient tradition is such a powerful tool for gaining massive clarity on your life purpose. If you listen to the Sweet Clarity podcast, then I already know you are also taking action steps in order to understand yourself on a deeper level. And I know that this is just such an aligned action step for you to take moving forward on your journey to discover your life purpose and to get the clarity that you are seeking. So in this episode, I'm also going to share some of my personal details that came through during my recent experience receiving my first professional Vedic astrology reading from none other than the one and only Ken from Ken Reads Jyotish. I will be speaking all about the way that my Dharma was expressed to me during the reading and how Ken reflected aspects of my soul in such a specific way that really helped me to define my purpose in a whole new way. So if you stick around until the end of the episode, I'm going to share a special promo code that will get you 10% off your very own reading with Ken. And trust me, you are going to want to experience this magic for yourself. So what is Vedic astrology? Well, that's a very good question, and I will share just the little bit that I do know about it with you today. But to my understanding, Vedic astrology is an ancient tool that comes from India, dating back to maybe even 8,000 years ago. It's very, very old. And what this tool does is it can offer you new information and a fresh perspective on specifically your life path, your psychology, and aspects of yourself. When put together, they give you this really clear picture of why are you here, you know? And that's a question I constantly ask myself and seek the answers to find. And I know because you're listening to this podcast, you probably ask yourself very similar questions. The difference between Vedic astrology and Western astrology. So you probably have heard of your signs, maybe your sun sign, moon, rising. These placements often are different in the Vedic system. So some people can become a little resistant to taking in this new information because maybe they've grown up their whole life thinking that they're one sign and then come to find out that a whole new system sees them in another way. And if this is the case for you, what I just want to remind you is that when it comes to archetypes, when it comes to signs, energy types, even doshas in Ayurveda, you know, anything, they're all constitutions, okay? And we are all made up of the same things, right? It's the same energy in varying different amounts. So when we look at the signs of the zodiac and we look at these placements, we have all of them inside of us to varying different degrees. And so if you find resistance to taking in information based on the previous perspectives that you've had on yourself, I just want to encourage you to open up your point of view and just understand that you do have each and every one of these signs in you, and you have total free will to do what you want with that information. Having said that, to begin my reading with Ken, we went over my natal chart, primarily the ascendant, the sun, and the moon. And for me personally, I thought this was very interesting, but my sun and rising signs are the same in both Western and Vedic astrology, only my moon is different. And I know that that isn't always the case for a lot of people. Sometimes all of them are different, I believe. And so I had a little bit of an idea going through the chart when he was explaining the qualities of each, that I've heard these before and that I could have seen myself in this way before. But to just go back a little bit here on how Vedic astrology is different from Western, There's a great deal of symbolism in Vedic astrology, and this symbolism is used to explain our life events from a higher perspective with like tangible context. During the reading, Kin will interweave narratives and stories from the Vedas and from gods and deities, and he will share these stories with you so you can see yourself in that archetype or in that story. For example, one of the first images that he shared with me was when he was describing my ascendant, which is Scorpio, in both Western and Vedic. And the image that he described was of a woman who had no possessions and she was in a foreign land across oceans. So she lost connection from her family and friends. And having said that, from that place, she has this desire of someone who has nothing. It's almost like it's impossible to satisfy that type of hunger. And, you know, we can see many parallels here in the story in terms of my story, right? I am a woman in a foreign land across many oceans. I have lost contact from my family and friends. And in many ways, I have really given up a lot of possessions in order to be here. And from that place of almost survival, of being on my own and building my businesses, there is this element of never being able to satisfy that drive. So I just thought that was very interesting that that was the first image that he shared with me, in particular about my rising sign. Having said that, one aspect of Vedic tradition that differentiates it from Western is that there are an additional 26 constellations that are used in this Vedic tradition that don't even appear in Western astrology. So these constellations, they enable this system to reflect these stories that unfold in our lives through these archetypes of ancient India from 8,000 years ago. This is why, and this is how, Vedic astrology can be much more detailed, much more precise, and much more like to the date in all of the readings. It's because of these additional constellations that are able to give us so much more information. So Vedic astrology really is this tool that can be used for our own spiritual growth because it guides us through this spiritual journey, this human experience, and tells us the lessons that we need to learn in this lifetime in order to evolve. Because remember, guys, if life gets hard, if life gets confusing, always come back to that big why. You know, we are spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. And that's exactly what this is. It's a human experience that we are here to learn lessons in order for the soul's evolvement. And so I always remind myself that. I remind my clients that. I remind you guys listening to the podcast of that, to just not take life too seriously, right? And always look for the lesson in everything that is happening. There's always something to learn. There's always a new way to see things. And there's always this perspective that we can choose to embody in order to keep growing and evolving. So that's just my little tangent there on that. But that's why Vedic astrology is so in alignment, really, with the process of discovering our dharma and the process of understanding who we are on a deep level, because it really helps us to see so clearly what we are here to do in this lifetime. If you've heard or seen the word Jyotish before, and that's in Kin's business name, Kin reads Jyotish, but Jyotish is Sanskrit for Vedic astrology. So they can be used interchangeably. And what Jyotish translates to is light. And this is such a beautiful explanation or a beautiful translation because this light that comes from this Vedic astrology, it literally illuminates not only our karma, but our journey through life. You know, it brings things to light in order to be healed, in order to be seen and felt, and to give us clarity on why some things have happened the way that they have. What was that pointing us to? You know, I always love to think on and reflect on the fact that hindsight is 20/20. And it's so clear once we've been through something to see why that came into our path, because it's happened, right? It's in the past and we've seen it, we've been through it, and we've seen what it directed us to. And that's just kind of like how Vedic astrology works. It just shines a light on this beautiful thing we call life, especially just so personal to us, right? You can literally see so many details about yourself based on the sky at the exact time and place you were born. It really tells you so much about yourself. And I highly recommend getting a reading with Ken to dive into what that means for you. So to start now talking about my reading, which I recently received, I just wanted to share what my initial feelings were before, during, and after my reading. So before, I was definitely a little nervous because I had never gotten a birth chart reading before. And whenever someone's telling you about your life and telling you about aspects of yourself, there can be a little bit of a fear there because, you know, it could be triggering what you hear. But I had this a little bit of nerves. And then during and after the reading, it completely shifted to feelings of excitement, feelings of ease. And ultimately, it was this intense feeling of validation that I am living in alignment with my life path, which is just truly such priceless information to be told. And I'm so happy with the contents of the reading, which I'm about to get into with you guys. But just knowing that I am here doing this work, that I am sharing my gifts with the world, using my strengths to the best of my abilities, and really just going for it, and hearing that I am on the right path was just so humbling. So grateful for that message. Some of the key takeaways from my reading, like I said, the main one was that I am living my dharma, that I'm on the right path, and that it just is going to keep unfolding as I keep gaining new experiences, new insights, and just keep evolving as that progresses naturally. But really, the ability to express my dharma more directly was huge for me. And basically what Ken said was, I am here to help people remove obstacles from their life by deeply connecting to my soul and bringing clarity to other people's understanding of their own desires. Now, I know that kind of sounds like a mouthful, but I want to break that down for you guys. So the main thing here is my dharma specifically, it offers an energetic or psychological support. Being someone of a Gemini descent, of my great sun sign of Gemini, both in Western and in Vedic, I am a great communicator, and in that communication, I have a very creative and active mind. So having said that, there is a sense of this psychology that really came through in this reading, highlighting the fact that I have the power to help others understand their own desires and help other people understand their own thought processes. That's a strength of mine. Using that strength to help laser focus people onto removing their obstacles by asking deep questions, by shining a light on their shadows in a constructive way and in a safe way. You know, I think I hold space in a very gentle way. I've been told that before, and I really hold that dearly to my heart because we're all the same here. We're all going through our own journey. And I think leading with kindness and compassion and an open heart in order to do that and help others is just the only way to do it. So that's my perspective on life. But yeah, just the more that I connect to my soul, the more that I deepen the relationship I have to myself, the more I'm able and willing and inspired to help others do the same with them. So that was such a beautiful reflection to hear from Ken. I also was told that I have a superpower of gifting fulfillment to others, which I thought was really pretty, really such a pretty statement, because fulfillment is so deeply tied to our dharma and tied to our purpose, right? So we all want to be fulfilled. And if you ask someone, you know, what's the meaning of life? So many people, they say, oh, it's to be happy. It's to be happy. It's to be happy, right? I hear that all the time. The meaning of life is to be happy. Okay, great. Yes, happiness is wonderful. It's great to be happy. But what's underneath that happiness? What's going to keep happiness happy. Because emotions are so fleeting. They come and they go and they oscillate and they come in waves and they demand to be felt and to be seen. And if there's too much happiness all the time, is it really going to feel like happiness? You know, after a certain amount of time, that's just naturally not going to feel as happy anymore. But when we strive to feel fulfilled, because fulfilled to me, that's got some substance. There's something actively filling fulfillment, if you can understand where I'm coming from with that, right? So having this superpower of gifting fulfillment to others and the several different ways that I do so within my Dharma, it was such a beautiful way to look at that and to see that in a new way. Something else that came through in my reading, which I was very surprised about, honestly, there is an element of plant medicine that will be a part of my journey in a large way. And this is something that I never really considered. This was never on my radar until now. And I think that's so beautiful about getting these intuitive readings and these astrological readings is they'll start to plant seeds within you, sometimes years in advance. And to take that information in and to just let it be, right? To just let it soak into the soul and just let it ruminate until it's ready to be expressed. And so at this time in my life, am I here to do ayahuasca and become a shaman? No. Like at this time, no. The answer is no. But I'm open to the incredible healing magic and power and transformation that plant medicine offers to the individual on a soul, body, mind level. I'm all for it. So just knowing that that's going to be a part of my journey in a large way was just really interesting for me to hear during a Vedic astrology reading. Furthermore, I was told that I am a natural born leader. And there are aspects of that that I definitely see and I agree with. And it's just more validation for me to be my authentic self and to just let that shine and just be who I am, because if something's natural, it's going to come out regardless, and to not force anything, right? So being told I'm a natural born leader, that's just like something nice to hear. I took it, just letting it soak in and just letting that be. After talking about some of those aspects of myself, like I said, we went through my rising sign. One other thing that I wanted to share, just for an example of something specific, my rising sign is Scorpio and Mars is my ruler of my rising. And there was this really funny line that Ken shared with me in my reading. And basically what that means, if Mars rules your ascendant, you know, I don't really know much about astrology. I just take it in as it comes. But basically this means that I desire to have a comfortable life, that going backpacking and roughing it and camping isn't exactly the most ideal state for me. And it's funny because there was a period of my time where I did live out of a van with my ex-partner. And we traveled in the van for 5 months, and it was hard. You know, it's hard for me to not have a bathroom, to not know where I'm going to be showering, to not even know where I'm going to be sleeping, right? Like it's not an easy lifestyle in terms of the placement of my rising and whatnot. But anyway, so having said that, he shared that there's an element of luxury that I do enjoy. And then he specifically said that, you know, I'm someone who likes nice bathrooms. And I just think that's so funny because I have a Pinterest board called Bath, I believe it's called, but it's just a Pinterest board for pictures of nice bathrooms. And there's no way that Ken went on to my Pinterest to stalk me before this reading. This man is busy. And it's just really funny to hear these things reflected to you during these types of readings that are just so spot on that like you just can't make this up, right? So we talked about the rising, we talked about my moon and what came through during my moon, which this is the one sign here that's different from my Western and my Vedic. So my moon here in Vedic is in Cancer, which offers a sense of security and stability. And the comment made here was that when something comes into a routine for me, there's a tendency that I want to either like wreck it or derail it in some capacity because, you know, routine in some ways can get boring if there's nothing there to keep me on my toes or to keep me intrigued. And what came through with that statement specifically was I don't necessarily go out of my way to like wreck something per se, but I'm always searching for ways in which to optimize, right? To optimize the experience, to elevate the experience. How can I progress this? How can I evolve that? That's always been something that I've been observing within myself and with my external world. And so that just being reflected through my moon sign was really interesting. He shared that, and this is in relation to my Dharma, he shared that I am part of this world, and this comes from a tantric practice. But basically, he said, I'm not affected by the energies around me because I'm able to deeply connect to my soul and help others, but not be affected by their own problems, which is really key. If you're doing any kind of energy work, if you're doing any kind of healing work, any advising, mentoring, coaching, anything like that, where people are coming to you in a vulnerable and open state, and they are trusting you and your energy to hold space for them and to help them navigate their own stuff. And so having that ability to be in these energies, but not be affected by them, is a really beautiful way to now see and approach that the work that I'm doing is in alignment with the strengths and the gifts that I have. He also shared that specifically, you know, Tantra, Kundalini, and Kriya Yoga would be great for me to explore, specifically for my spiritual growth. So just knowing these three tools can be stored in my back pocket now for a rainy day whenever I come across that and want to explore. And just knowing that those three options are great for just my evolvement. And, you know, this type of advice, this type of information, receiving this is so priceless. I'm so happy that I'm able to know this now moving forward. So after we went through my basic birth chart information, I was able to then dive into specific areas of my life that I could ask questions on. And so they looked like career, they looked like money, they looked like my soulmate, my Saturn return, all of that good stuff. And so that's one of the beautiful elements of readings with Ken, is that you get your information and then you get the power to choose. You know, you get the power to ask specifically what's going on in your life, what areas do you need answers on, and you have the time and the space in order to go there. So specifically on my career, this has come through in everything and pretty much all intuitive readings I've gotten and every, you know, human design, all of that good stuff. It's that I have multiple things running at the same time. This is a quality of being a Gemini. This is a quality of being a manifesting generator. I just always seem to have many different passions, many different things going on. And this is supportive to me. You know, I do get very bored if I'm doing the same thing and it's only like one thing, right? I have to be constantly stimulated and doing the things that light me up. And I have a lot of different passions, so I'm constantly inspired and lit up. Having said that, the ruler of my career, which is the sun, I'm always here to learn. I'm always here to understand myself and the world more deeply. And I think that's a beautiful trait that I can see the effects of in everything that I do. Because I am here to learn. I am here to learn the lessons. And I do understand that this is just part of my soul's mission. What I am here to learn and what knowledge I am gaining and the wisdom that just naturally comes through me, it all involves this ability to help other people understand their desires and to really understand what they are looking for in their life. And this is so clearly defined in such a way that is so useful for me, right? It's like there's no confusion here. There's no area of ways to misinterpret that, right? It's like, I know exactly what I'm here to do. I know what lessons I'm here to learn, and I know the direction I'm going towards. And that's beautiful clarity right there. And, you know, guys, you've got to get your reading. It basically costs more money to not get this reading based on the information that you are missing out from. I'll just leave it there. So earlier on in the episode, I pretty much covered more elements of the career in terms of the key takeaways. So we talked a bit about money. Then this is for everyone, I believe. But the more we cannot be attached to the outcome of making money, the better. And I know that that sounds like impossible sometimes, but naturally we will all have wealth flowing towards us. We just have to believe it and we have to be more relaxed with it. So the less we can be attached, the better. And that's going to be something that we always work on. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is the key to creating a flow of abundance. So we went in depth now on my soulmate, which I'm going to save a bit of the details here for myself, but I will share a couple of things here with you guys in case you're interested. So it's so cool. It's really so cool, guys. So when you get a birth chart reading with Ken, he's able to pull up the birth chart of your soulmate based on this Vedic astrology system. And it's so mind-blowing looking at your screen. These readings happen over Zoom, so anyone in the world at any time can book a reading with him. It's amazing. He shares his screen with you looking at this birth chart system and going through the several different charts of, you know, like money, career, success, all of these things. And then there's one for your soulmate. And it's so intriguing to just be in the energy of your soulmate, especially when you don't know them yet. My girlfriends and I here in Bali, we always talk about this like soulmate energy because we're very passionate about getting intuitive readings and astrological readings and getting insights from that soulmate energy. It's such a really wild feeling to learn about your life partner before even knowing them. It's really crazy. But anyway, so like I said, I'm not going to share too many details here on the podcast, but what I will say is that it's very important for me to meet someone with a creative outlet because both myself and my soulmate have an overabundance of creative energy. So we're very similar in that way, and we need to have channels with which to have this creative energy flow. If it doesn't flow, it gets kind of stuck in the body and it needs to escape in some way, and that's just not very healthy. So having someone being creative, that's now something I'm going to look for moving forward in my life, which like I said, guys, knowing these insights, it's just priceless, right? It's like guiding you on your right path, guiding you to meet and develop relationships with the people that you're supposed to. Something that I was very passionate about asking Ken about was, when was my Saturn return beginning? Because my friends here in Bali, like I said, we love our readers, we love intuitive readings, and we love to learn about our own Saturn returns. And my friends here are all a few years older than me, and so they are either currently in their Saturn return, or they're just coming out of it, or one is quickly approaching. And what that means is usually around the ages of about 27 or so to 30 or so, your late 20s, early 30s, it's known as your Saturn return, meaning it's often a time where it feels like your life is ending. So many things are being crumbled. You know, it's a struggle. It's hard. Life is not fun then. And so I figured out, based on my reading with Ken, that my Saturn return is mid-April 2026, which means that it will begin April 2025. So I still have a few years. But something interesting was he said that it would be challenging in some ways, but not as challenging as 2021 was for me, which was honestly a relief to hear that like my hardest times are behind me. And there were three dates in particular that he shared in relation to 2021 that he was saying, like, yeah, this date for you is hard. That's where it began. You know, there was a peak here at this date, and then here was the finale. And I went back after the reading to look at my journal from 2021 and to read what was going on these dates. And oh my goodness, guys, it was so crazy to just transport myself back into my mindset on these days and to remember how tough it was. So the first date was April 3rd, 2021. At this time, I was not in Bali yet. It was 1 month before coming to Bali. It was a really hard time. It was really uncertain. I was almost getting really defeated about the whole Bali dream. I had been waiting for my visa for months and months, and that there was just no clarity there on like what the next chapter of my life was looking like. And that just kind of really solidified this like really hard time of my life. Moving forward to the second date he shared with me was July 14th, 2021. And this, guys, July of 2021 might have just been like the hardest month of my life. And I was going through a really painful, painful breakup, the most heartbroken I've ever experienced. And it was really hard. So that was what that date was. And then finally, my finale of this flow of unfortunate events, if you want to call it that, was at the end of the year. So December 29th, 2021. Thinking back, I was like, oh yeah, like I can't really remember what was going on then. I read my journal, and that exact date was the day that I got food poisoning and I was violently ill that entire day. Reading that journal entry and then seeing, I mean, it was crazy to see that that was the exact date in the stars that I would be having a hard time, right? So anyway, the Saturn return thankfully is not going to be as hard as I have already experienced, which is really great to hear. At the end of my reading with Ken, I asked him specifically for my prescribed gemstone and my prescribed mantra. And this is a specific reading that you can book with Ken in order to get amazing knowledge directly for you based on your birth chart that allows you to either positively emphasize an area of your life that you wish for or specifically reduce some sort of negative component of your life. And so this reading, it also includes picking a very auspicious exact time in order to activate your gemstone. So once you find your gemstone, it can be, you know, in a ring is what typically is done. You get that ring and then you let Ken know, hey, Ken, I've got the ring. And then he'll tell you exactly when to activate it in order to start wearing it. And you perform a ceremony, a sacred ceremony to cleanse and activate the ring, and then you're good to go. And all of the beautiful benefits of the gemstone, it helps you shed light onto what it is you are manifesting. So I'm really excited for that. He also prescribed me with my own mantra, and I have been singing my mantra. I've been listening to my mantra, and I really feel so deeply connected to it. And that's just such a personal, amazing insight that I have now that I have my own mantra, and it's like I said, it's all priceless information. So that was my experience. It was amazing. I had so many key takeaways. I walked away from this reading with so much knowledge. And Ken, like I said, does all of these readings on Zoom, and he will send you the recording of your session afterwards. So you have this file in your documents. You can rewatch it at any time, and you can just be super present during the reading, not having to worry about taking any notes or anything like that. It's just amazing to have this for your records. You can reference this in years to come and see, you know, how these things manifest and play out. If you are interested in booking your own reading with Ken, which I highly recommend, you can use the code SWEET in all caps, SWEET, for 10% off a reading before July 30th. And Ken offers a variety of different readings. You can visit his website. The link is in the description box of this episode. For first-time clients, he does recommend just the standard natal reading, which is what I described in the beginning of this episode, where, you know, he went over my sun sign, my moon, my rising, and just dove into like the aspects of myself, which then includes, you know, the psychology, how my mind works, my career, relationships, finances, any other area you'd like to explore with Ken, you can. It's completely up to you. He also gives yearly readings, which focus on specific events in your life based on detailed predictions and time-sensitive decisions. So yearly readings can really be such a valuable tool for optimization and planning. So be sure to come with lots of questions and be prepared to uncover the answers with Ken. It is wild. And then there's also, like I mentioned, prescriptive readings. So this is where you can gain knowledge of your specific gemstone, mantras, and other remedial measures that allow you specifically to positively bring something into your life. He shared the example of, you know, someone looking for love and being single and then activating a specific gemstone. And then just very recently after that, they found the love of their life and they're married now, right? So these things actually work. They're very powerful. And so having someone that has this authority and this knowledge to actually tell you, hey, get this gemstone activated at this day and time, and then just see the magic happen. I mean, need I say more? I'm blown away. And then he also gives relationship readings. So this is when you can dive into the dynamics of a partnership, going into the compatibility, the communication, the strengths, and the potential problems. Also a reading on his website, when you pick a birth time for a new endeavor to optimize its success. So people typically do this for weddings or projects or businesses or even like buying a house or moving or making an investment, stuff like that. So there's an abundance of options to work with Ken to gain your clarity on what you're specifically seeking. And use the code SWEET, SWEET, for 10% off a reading before July 30th. All of that information and Ken's information can be found in the description box. I hope you've enjoyed this episode and enjoyed listening to my experience, sharing the knowledge that I gained, the new levels of awareness that I gained, aspects of my dharma that have been brought to life. And I'm just so, so thankful to Ken and to all of you guys for sharing the space with me and listening to my story. It really means a lot. If you enjoyed this episode, I would absolutely love to receive a rating or review from you on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It means so much to me and really helps me grow my audience and reach more listeners just like you that are just so incredible and amazing. So thank you so much for doing that. And please book your reading with Ken. Let me know how it goes. I can't wait to hear all about it. I will speak to you guys in the next episode.